Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jason Roberts for jane-finch.com. I'm over here at Yorkwood's Public Library Theater, where the Arts Hub launch is underway. The video that's coming up next is about an hour-long presentation where you'll see a couple of the performers and find out exactly who was involved in making it all happen.
Space where this was going to be a website where we're going to archive our artists and sell their talent. But we wanted something physical, we wanted something real. We wanted a space, a home for the artists and arts group here in the West End of Toronto. Now we have a special guest. We have David Miller.
Thank you very much, Sabrina and Sun, for your wonderful and warm welcome. And thank you for allowing me to be here to and inviting me to share the privilege of the opening of this new art space. It's a little bit weird to be opening a new place in a different place, but I think it's terrific because I understand this theater has been here for over 20 years, Councillor Peruzza, and that there's a wonderful tradition of arts in this community. And I just want to say, I think, three things. First of all, when we started our Making a Safe City Safer plan in 2004, when I was first the mayor, led by Sylvia Searles Elam from my office, who's right here. Stand up, Sylvia. We said, how do we make a city safe? And we thought two things. First of all, we had to do it neighborhood by neighborhood by neighborhood, building on the strengths on those neighborhoods. And secondly, that you make a city safe by ensuring that every single resident of every single neighborhood has a real chance. Not just some neighborhoods, not just Rosedale or Forest Hill, every single neighborhood. And we did that through our community safety plan. And one of the things we created under it was something called the Partnerships Opportunity Legacy Fund. And the idea of that money was to take some money and work with the community and say, hey, what would you like to do if there was a little bit of money? And say to the community, what other partners can we bring together? Some neighborhoods might be provincial government, might be a local business. Other neighborhoods, it might be the Toronto Public Library, like it is in this case, in the city. But always the idea was of working with the people in the community and finding a way to meet their needs and their goals. And for me, coming from a small farming village in England, growing up as an immigrant to Canada, an only child of a single mom, one of the things that I've always thought that helps meet the needs of young people is a chance to give young people their own voice. And my voice through the arts, might be a voice in other ways, but I've always believed that if young people have their own voice, they'll change the world. And this new space, I understand, came about through the community saying, we need some more performing space, we need a place to record, we need a place to practice. I just went down and looked at it and tried to do some ballet moves, and I failed miserably, I have to say, because that's not what I'm very good at. But the space is fantastic, and there's also the great new meeting space. What we're trying to do at the city is say to people, we're your partner, we will help build the kind of neighborhood and community you want, because when our young people have a real chance and real opportunity, they're going to succeed. You open the door this much and they open it wide open, like the young man I just met who has his own television program. I don't even have my own television program. Like, where'd you go? Right there. TV star. So I want to say congratulations. I want to say thank you. I'm supposed to say, because this is what they instruct you to do, all the money that the city has put into these kinds of partnerships in the neighborhoods that we make a priority in the city, and all the priority means is that it's a place that we think needs more investment, needs more support, and we're making it a priority. But I'm not going to talk about that, because I think the gift of this space is that this community said, we want better performing space. We've already got a great theater. We've got a gift of talent in this community, and we want to make it better. It's your space, and I'm proud to play a part in making it your new space for your neighborhood and your community. One of the nice things about being mayor is you get instructions. So I'm supposed to thank all of the other partners in addition to the Toronto Public Library, and these are the partners from the community that made it happen. Jane and Finch Action for Neighborhood Change, No Man's Land, JaneFinch.com. Was that No Man's Land or Jane Finch? Yeah, No Man's Land. Okay, JaneFinch.com. Where's JaneFinch.com? JaneFinch.com's excellent. Life Movement, Dusk Dances, Rated Ink, Lost Lyrics. Oh, they're good. Upfront Theater. Rasta Fest. Dance Immersion. Now, it says to thank the City of Toronto, but I can't thank them. You got to do that. Black Creek Community Health Center. I don't know Lost Lyrics, they might have beat you there. And Doorsteps Neighborhood Center. And it's through your work that we're able to celebrate the official opening of this arts hub. So why don't you give yourselves a huge cheer and a huge round of applause. Two more things. First of all, I can't stay for the whole performance. I'll stay as long as I can, and I really appreciate being able to see the talent that's here. The second thing, and I don't want to put a damper on this wonderful evening, but I think it needs to be said. There were some people here who got caught up in the events of the weekend and detained. And I want to say to you on behalf of the City of Toronto how regretful I am that that happened. We want young people to be involved in politics and speak up and speak out, and I think it's tremendous when people come down anywhere in this city or stay here and speak up for what they want. The weekend was very difficult because a very small group of people decided to commit violent acts, and I just spent the afternoon talking to people who were working in the stores that were smashed on Saturday on Queen Street, who are still shaking. And it's really, all of it's really unfortunate. And there's a few people here I met who got caught up and arrested, and I just want to say to you, I'm very sorry on behalf of the City of Toronto. We want people to be engaged in politics. We don't want them to be put in jail, and I'm very sorry it happened, and I know there's a few people here. So that sounds like a bit of a downer, but that was important to say. So. Final thing, having said that, congratulations to you. Let's get on with the performance, and congratulations on a great new arts hub, and thank you to the Toronto Public Library and City Librarian Jane Piper right here for hosting us. Thank you.
Thank you very much once again, David Millett.
Round of applause. Wow, it's pretty crazy. This arts hub is a home. When we say West Toronto, we're talking about, yes, Jane and Finch, we're talking about Chalk Farm, we're talking about Falstaff, we're talking about Rexdale, we're talking about the West End of Toronto. So welcome home, West End.
Next up, we have Councillor Anthony Peruzza of Toronto Public Library Board.
Thank you all very much. Want to welcome Mayor Miller to our community and into our ward. And I just want to, before I guess I'm wearing several hats, I wanted to, on behalf of the Toronto Library, City Librarian Jane Piper, the Chair of the Library Board, welcome you all here this evening in participating in this event in the opening up. I was reminded as the mayor was speaking, a couple of weeks ago I was at an event just down the street at the former Regina Pages School, where Reverend Skye had an event, a Father's Day event, where she welcomed Julie Black. How many people here know Julie Black? Exactly. She's an R&B artist, well accomplished. She's done so many things. And she actually lived just down the street on Yellowstone and went to school at C.W. Jeffries, just back here. And the evening was a very, very emotional event for her, but I can't tell you how emotional it was when we talked about the hub and opening the center for young artists in the area. And I guess she was moved by the notion that, you know, when she was growing up, what a wonderful place this would have been for someone like her to meet like-minded artists, like-minded people, to develop her talents, to develop her craft. And I guess for some of us who participated in this process over a great many years and who needed some time in wrapping their heads around what this place could be, might be, and so on, I think that was a defining moment for me when Julie was moved in that emotional way, because it just brought home to me the kind of center of opportunity that it can be for so many people in the community. And in fact, I welcome the opportunity to be here today and to be able to participate in this opening and in the performances that are going to be taking place. I don't often get to have the mayor sitting in front of me. I get to have him sitting in front of me down at City Hall, but I don't get him often to sit here in front of me in the community. And I just, you know, I'm reminded by another young man who does quite a bit of work in the community, Phil Edwards, and many of you will know him. There's a lot of work with young people. We were having a conversation just a short while ago, and he reminded me that politics is the art of the possible. And I just thought, well, as a politician, and the mayor here is a politician, practicing the art of the possible, I just want to thank the mayor for making so very many things possible for us here in our community. The subway, the LRT on King Avenue, some of the refurbishment investments and renaissance that's taking place in some of the social housing up and down the strip. We've never had this kind of support from a mayor before, and I think that all of us owe him a great big thanks for the support that he's given us and the investment that he's given us So having said that, without any further ado, I think people want to kickstart the evening. I think the ribbon has officially been cut in all of our heads and the place is officially open. Thank you all very much.
To read, you cannot humiliate the person who feels pride.
You cannot oppress the people who are not afraid anymore.
Do not wait for leaders. Do it alone, person to person.
Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented.
How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to help improve the world.
The art of pleasing is the art of deception.
Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world.
Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do children of man as whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing.
If I can't dance, I don't want to be a part of your revolution.
Part of being a revolutionary is creating a vision that is more humane, that is more fun too, that is more loving. It's really working to create something beautiful.
Would you rather have a Lexus or justice? A dream or some substance? A beaver, a necklace, or freedom? It's like if you plant something in the concrete, and if it grow, and the rose petals got all kind of scratches and marks, you ain't gonna say, damn, look at all those scratches and marks that on that rose that grew from the concrete. You're gonna be like, damn, a rose grew from the concrete?
We wouldn't ask why a rose that grew from concrete for having damaged petals. In turn, we would celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are those roses. This is the concrete. And these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God and ask me how. All right, so this is it. Up next is a lineup of amazing artists, art groups right here in the west end of the city. First up is No Man's Land. Challenging people's thoughts, ideas, social justice. This is family, these are friends. Woo! Make some noise for No Man's Land.
Son!
I love you, son!
You're a real son!
We're going to do a piece for you, kind of a live documentation of our stories. And the stories of so many people in the city and the people who live in our communities. And just as a disclaimer, those who know No Man's Land know we're raw.
Raw meat.
So if there's any children in the audience, parents, I'm sorry, there will be a little bit of cussing, but it's not used in a way to offend, it's used in a way to bring a message. So, this piece is actually going to have some audience participation. So your part is chanting, free the streets. So when I sing, bring back the peace to the streets, you go, free the streets, free the streets, free the streets, free the streets.
Free the streets.
All right? So, started off the evening with a quote, and we will start off as well with another quote. Quote, I don't think one police officer acted unprofessionally. All we want is peace, justice and equality, faced with racism and brutality at the hands of the police. Bring back the peace to our streets.
Free the streets! Free the streets! Free the streets! Free the streets! Woo.
Puppets on strings. Angels without wings The politician sings, violence he brings, thugs with a license, they, the poor, they silence. We stood for peace. We were beaten back by police.
So, where is he?
Where's who?
You know who I'm talking about. Where's Blinky?
I don't know no Blinky.
Where's Blinky? You better talk up. I don't care if you lie to me. Tell me what I want to hear.
This is harassment.
Yo, talk to them.
You know, if you just tell us what you want to know, everything will go easier.
You guys want to loosen up these cuffs?
You know, just tell us what we want to know, and maybe some of the charges will be dropped. I'm not like her.
I want my lawyer. I don't care. I must have some rights.
Did he give him up?
Nope.
You want to do this the hard way? Well, she'll give it to you the hard way.
Blue gang ransacked the block. They set us up, set cruisers on fire, feeding the flames of the media's desire. Now it's martial law, and we're the poor. They tell us it's fair, like we can always send a letter to Bill Blair, the man who doesn't care, because the mayor gives him a license to condone police violence.
All we want is peace, justice, and equality. Faced with racism and brutality at the hands of the police. Bring back the peace to our streets.
Free the streets! Free the streets! Free the streets! Free the streets!
Democracy. Behind the fence they stood for greed, for hunger, and poverty. We paid for their party. They never thanked us. We trashed the store so they might just hear us. But the self-righteous sent their thugs to beat us. Stephen Harper had to save his face. Bill Blair's puppets, a fucking disgrace. Took over the streets that weren't theirs to own. Took us from our own home. All of those who struggled for a better world. Into a prison, they were dragged and hurled.
Exercise my right of free speech, to voice my desire for better support for young mothers, for a system that puts people first, to call on politicians at all levels to keep the promises they have made around commitments to the poor. So I headed to the designated protest zone. I passed by smashed cars and stores that for some reason the cops had left alone. Instead of a venue to voice my concern, I was met with hundreds of cops and cavalry. They chased us out of the park, so we found ourselves on the streets once again. Those that weren't already taken, that is. Many of us were scared and shaken, but remained determined to make our voices heard. So we continued to march and sing, dance and chant, and they continued to follow, intimidated, surrounded, and attack us. They surrounded us and told us to leave, but there was nowhere to go because they were on all sides of us, with batons and shields, in order to show no mercy or fairness. They arrested all of us, 300 people sitting down with peaceful signs in the air, and they say it was us that was breaching the peace.
For trying to stand for their communities, they were taken to Eastern Avenue. This is why we said, fuck you. Yeah. The police don't stand for peace. They stand for violence. Bully the poor into silence. Government needs them like a fiend needs its drugs. Power needs its super thugs, but united the people don't need them. We say free the streets, fuck the police. Free the streets, fuck the police. Free the streets, fuck the police. Free the streets,
fuck the police. Free the streets, fuck the police. Touch my bitch.
All we want is peace, justice and equality. Peace with racism and brutality at the hands of the police. Bring back the peace in the streets. Free the streets!
Free the streets! Free the streets! Free the streets!
This is the one?
Yeah. Apparently he's deaf.
Oh, a deaf protester!
I never heard of that.
I didn't hear that. No, I never heard of a deaf protester. Hello!
Hello!
Hello, Mr. Protester!
Can you hear me?
Would you like me to read you your charges?
Maybe then he'll hear us.
Maybe I should read you some more charges if you don't speak. You'll be in a lot more trouble. But I guess you can't speak either. We have a deaf and mute protester.
I guess so.
Let's deal with this.
My name is Imomo Timmy. When I was walking, I saw a row of cops on bicycles, and then all of a sudden they shoved into me. I tried to claim I was deaf, but they weren't listening. And then there was a store right behind us, Winners. They dragged me to the Winners, they smashed my face into the window, they handcuffed me. I tried to explain, I need an interpreter. They said no. And then what happened was, what the police did was wrong, so I just sat there and waited. They were all yelling. They know I couldn't hear. I had to stay there. And then there were photos being taken. There were lots of people outside. And then when that was finished, I was taken to afterwards. I was waiting for a long, long, long time. I did nothing wrong. I didn't understand what was going on. The cops said that thought I was a robber. I said, no, I'm not a robber. I've done nothing wrong. Okay. I'm gonna add in my piece. This happened on Saturday. I was there. The cops were completely, what Imomo Timmy did not hear, which I told him about after, was that the cops were completely verbally taunting him, saying, he understands what I'm saying. You can read, let you understand every word I'm saying. Furthermore, when your hands are cuffed behind your back, can you sign? No. So that would be the equivalent of any one of you being unlawfully arrested and having your mouth duct taped and put have earplugs in your ear. He was denied access to an ASL interpreter for the entire 24 hours that he was in the holding center. In the beginning, they allowed me to interpret, and then when I had to leave, he was completely denied access to legal counsel to an interpreter the entire time. So that's the short version of a very long, long, nightmarish kind of weekend that happened this past weekend. So.
There will not be peace on our street till we extinguish the heat. The police and the politician, they go hand in hand. People, please understand. Communities need to be policed by community, not by the state. We're suffocating under her weight. We were betrayed by our city, who sent the popo on the attack. Now it's time to take the streets back. All we want is peace, justice and equality, faced by racism and brutality at the hands of the police. Bring back the peace to our streets. Free the streets! Free the streets! Free the streets! Free the streets!
Oh my God, they can't do this. What is going on? Oh my God, I need to get into contact with this girl. Pick up, pick up!
Hello?
Oh my God, they just started pouncing on him. They just started pinning him down. All they were doing was beating him up.
Oh, where are you talking about?
Oh my God, they took him to the police, the ambulance, and I... Steven! They got Steven!
Oh my God, so what are you trying to tell me right now?
Oh my God, they're in the ambulance and they won't let me in. Only the cops are allowed in there. I don't know what to do right now.
So what are you trying to say to the police, is it?
All I'm saying is there's blood everywhere. There's blood everywhere.
Toronto Police Force is out of control. They do not serve, they do not protect the cycle of violence they resurrect. Take them off the payroll. This is our reality, Mr. Mayor. Like Pontius Pilate, when you stand by Bill Blair, you wash your hands and blindly stare at the bruises of the people in your care. For the Toronto 900, for Junior, for the framed, for the locked up, for Hassan. For the victims, for the justice, for the man them. Freedom now. We are young, we are youth, we are political. This is what we say. We are happy with our art of course. But what would be really hot if we had a new police force? You stand there with your nine and bulletproof vest. You, the criminals, will never face arrest. But united, we do not need them. Free the streets, lock up the police. 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 No one says out.
You need the mic.
lived experience in marginalized communities across the city of Toronto.
play another track from Lola. What's up with that?
What's going on?
So make some noise for Lola.
So once you guys start figuring out if you guys are friends and family as well, come hit this No Man's Land, Lost Lyrics, you guys are family. Family, come hit the stage. Sister dear, come hit the stage. So there's somebody very special here today, and we just wanted to recognize her for the amazing stuff that she's done for the community, because it's just so incredible. Do you want to come up? Everybody come up, please. I'm kind of at a loss for words. Danny, you guys want to say anything about this incredible person?
So when I think about community activism, and when I think about revolutionary spirit, I think of this person. This person has worked harder, longer, is one of the strongest people that I know. All of you in this room, I'm pretty sure, have been affected indirectly or directly by her. If you live in this neighborhood, you have been affected by her. Even at this moment, she's working hard, not even realizing that we're talking about her.
we wanted to recognize an individual who oftentimes gets missed because she is the one always constantly recognizing and supporting other people. She doesn't know that this is happening today, but it was thought of as we were planning this, as we were thinking about the Arts Hub, a bunch of individuals wanted to come together and recognize somebody who has devoted her life to this entire community and use it as her family, use it as a space that she doesn't just work in, but that she lives, exists, and wants to raise her family in. And we love her so much, and she is so inspiring. And I know more people want to say things about her, but I think the whole room recognizes that the person we're talking about is Sabrina Butterfly Gopal.
Award, Sabrina Butterfly Gopal, for her outstanding dedication to the community and solidarity for the movement, and also to me. Thank you.
Thank you.